All right, welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. This is Reverend Adam Lee, and today we are joined by our co-host, Lolita. Hello, Lolita, how you doing today?
I am doing good, just a little tired, but I'm doing okay. How's it going?
Doing great. All right, it looks like we have a good switchboard going on tonight. Once more, this is the first of the new month, and we are on Labor Day weekend. So we're offering some great specials on our website, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, people. But we are doing a 10-minute reading, private readings now, for only $2.99. This will expire as of tomorrow at 12 a.m. tonight. All right, so if you want to get a hold of that special, you can go on to the website at housepsychic.com. We are also featuring a 30-minute reading special for which is normally $17.95. We are offering it tonight only at $8.99, and that is a savings of 50% off for this Labor Day weekend. This, too, shall be expiring tomorrow. So get it in tonight before 12. We're going to go ahead and begin to take callers here, and we're going to try and get through everybody as easily and quickly as possible. Please, when we bring you on, state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your one question. All right, Lolita, are we ready?
Yeah, let's go on. Take the calls. All right, let's say take area code 229-516. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Yes, my name is Melvin. I'm calling from Georgia. How are you doing, Reverend?
Mr. Melvin.
Hey, Melvin. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, I guess. I just wanted to ask you a question about a friend that's staying with me. She's getting kind of agitated, kind of, kind of yelling around a little bit. But do you see her changing her feelings with me?
Okay. Well, I don't think her feelings need to change. I do think that they're there. They just need to come more to the surface, which I do feel will happen for you. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I really feel that right now she's still obviously trying to figure out a lot about herself and what she's going to be doing in life, but it still looks good to me, Melvin.
Okay.
But Melvin, you gotta like be more stronger. I mean, at the end of the day, if she's hooping and hollering or whatever the case is, that's not your
right.
choice what her outcome is. So, it seems like you're just sitting back and just waiting for this young lady. If you go in doubt or always wondering or not staying positive, I can just tell you right away, it's hard for you to stay positive because the answer, your response to him when you said, how are you, you're saying, is great, could be great or something like that. It is great. You have to start using stronger words to make your body
right.
vibrationally stay positive.
Mm-hmm.
And while you do have a young lady come in life, let me ask you a really straight-out question. Are you at a point in your life where you feel like you're spiritually the best? Have you took care of Melvin first? Has Melvin changed in so many ways first? Has Melvin overcome a lot of obstacles for Melvin to do before anyone else can come into your life? Have you done that?
Yes, ma'am. Some I have and some I have not. I'm in the
okay,
process
so that means
of
no.
being
Right,
well,
that means
I mean,
it's a no. It's a, you can't have a yes and no. There's things that should be very important to you before anyone or any job or anything that comes in your life. And you have to understand that. So wherever you're at in your life spiritually and how you manifest certain things, that's where you're going to be at in every type of relationship, whether it be family, animals, a partner, a job. So what I'm trying to say to you is that you got to really work on that inner strength and that inner faith, and you got to start being cautious of your words. You got to, because you're not staying on that level. You can't worry about the outcome of others or anything that comes into your life, because at the end of the day, you can actually control a lot of things in so many manners, if that makes sense. If you want this young lady to come in your life and she's wondering, it doesn't matter what she's doing. It really doesn't. If you know that she has feelings, you just need to know that it's gonna come in good time. You got to know that. You're not allowing her to grow, and that is not your choice. That is not your calling. That is not your control. That it's not your choice. It's like children when they grow up. They're gonna go through, there are so many different levels at 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever the case is. But if we take that path away from them, they're not going to learn. So all you're really doing is enabling that other person. And then most dearly, you're not letting yourself grow. And that's, if you don't put yourself as number one, then there's a big issue. Now, that's not my choice nor anyone's choice. That's your choice. So I'm asking you is to really work on your inner strength. You work on your affirmations. I have heard you for a while, a minute. I feel like I know you like in so many levels. So I really am asking you to work on the inner strength on so many facets, and you will see things change within yourself, because you will feel so much grounded. You know, doing your meditations every morning, doing chakra clearings every morning, doing affirmations. If you're not doing the workout for yourself, you're not going to get nowhere. I don't care what anybody says. You can have that young lady. You can have the best job. You can have everything. But trust me, you will not have everything at the end. And that is true inner peace and happiness. That is worth more than anything else in life.
Mm-hmm. All right, Melvin. Well, in essence, try and be as positive and always see the silver lining to everything, Melvin. The more we are worried, the more we manifest that of which we are worried about. So, Melvin, we're going to bid you adieu for tonight, and we wish you the best.
Okay. Thank both of you.
Thank you. Thank you, Melvin. Right. Good night, hon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Thank you, Rev.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Eric, let me just breathe for a second. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Area code 781-246. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Trish calling from Massachusetts, and my question is career-related. I'm looking for a new job.
All right, Trish, how you doing today?
Doing great, Reverend Adam.
Good, good. All right, Trish, well, I am seeing a new job coming your way, okay, hon? I am getting that now we are looking sometime at either Tuesday or Wednesday of this week. Tuesday, if something happens then, it's sort of like you're going to find that opportunity, you're going to apply, and then sometime around Wednesday, you're going to get a call back, okay? So I'm seeing a swift reply, swift communication, and I'm seeing a swift hiring even. Now, Thursday, there appears to be a time on that day in which around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, somebody that you've looked into already would be calling you back as well. So, hon, I know you're going to end up getting a job. I know it's going to pay you well. It's definitely going to be better than what you used to have. And from what I'm sensing, it is in a different location than the locations that you were kind of dealing with before. So have you started to expand where you were looking?
I have started to expand, and I actually have a phone interview on Wednesday.
Okay, wonderful. Well, there's your confirmation right there.
How do you feel about your job, hon? How do you feel about the interview?
Oh, I feel really good.
Do you like the job?
He has told me, yeah, I mean, I know he wants to hire someone soon, and he's not interviewing a lot of candidates, so I know I'm one of the finalists.
Okay, do me a favor. As of today, this is the full moon. I need you to light a candle, and I need you to start to vision you working that job. I need you to see that interview, shaking hands, saying you got that. The more you visualize that, the more you can attract that and stay and making sure that you're on that highest vibrational for that outcome. And just know whatever that right decision is made at that time will happen. But if you like it, you want it, go for it. Start visual. It's called visual manifestation. See yourself for the next 4 days into that interview. I need you to see you working that job. I need you to feel that job. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It does, and
okay.
I will do that.
You got it,
man.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, the reason this works so well in the visual manifestation and actually feeling ourselves already having, even though we may not in the physical world yet, but already having that of which we desire, already having that brand new sports car, already having that multi-million dollar home, or whatever it might be, the perfect relationship. If we sit there and we just, I mean, as silly as it might sound, we sit in our chair and we feel, we think about ourselves, we imagine ourselves already having it and being grateful for it, we're sending out a vibration to the universe that says we can appreciate it, that we can already manifest it because we already feel it. And sometimes by having the feeling and the joy of even feeling like we already have it when we don't, that attracts it within itself, because energy attracts more energy. We can have, you know, a lot of gratitude for something we already have in the physical world, like the roof over our home and the food in our stomach and a good job to bring home the money to pay the bills. And because we are so grateful to have that, we continue to have it, and it becomes even bigger and larger. So try, and I suggest this to everyone out there over this weekend, even with the moon being full right now for the next day or two, you really need to try and visualize what it is you want and already having it and having that gratitude for it, because that's going to help you manifest a lot faster.
Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem, hon. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Happy full moon.
You too.
Bye. Okay, I need to have a read a chat question. John wants to know, is Casherel interested in him?
Okay, I didn't get the last name, Casherel.
Yeah, John wants to know,
okay.
Is Casherel, hopefully I'm saying it right, I apologize if it's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Casherel,
mm-hmm.
He wants to know, is Casherel interested in him?
Okay. It's a slight interest. It's not very big at this point. I think it has some room to grow, but they're not very sure how, if you're interested in them either. They're kind of asking the same question here.
What do you mean?
Well, the question they're asking us is the question the person's asking about them within their mind's eye.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're waiting for a response back, so I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. We know we have this. He wants to know, should he take it slow? I will answer this for you, and I can't answer anymore. He wants to know, should he take it slow?
Taking it slow is the best opinion right now that I would agree with, yes. I feel that you do need to take it slow, but, you know, you also have to be going into this with an open mind, and I feel you need to keep yourself in check, because we can't really depend on anything until we know for sure something is coming out of it. So, yes, take it slow and, you know, proceed on that manner.
And I'm gonna add to that, because if the question is you're taking the slow, if you should take it slow, that means you're not looking at the full picture and the whole big spectrum. Rushing it, if you're rushing it, you need to check yourself. Why are you rushing it? You have to really understand that person's path, you guys. Like, everyone, you cannot rush, and make someone just be in that relationship quick. If you're spiritual and you're open, you got to just absorb it and take every moment, every day. Just take it slow. Just go in the moment, in the now. And if you're rushing and if you feel like you want it quick, I would definitely say you need to check your inner voice and your inner self and figure, why are you trying to rush and not enjoying the moment? And you got to go and trust that's going to go happen in divine timing. And that's all I can really say. Can you agree with me on Adam?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right. Okay, so enough for the chat room questions for now. Let's get back on air. Area code 563-543. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Karen Hui, and I'd like to know how my health is going to be within the next year.
How your health or your house?
My health.
Okay, your health. All right, hon. Well, I actually do see that your health is going to be pretty good for the next year, but I'm feeling that you do need to work on healing yourself through positive thoughts and through positive manifestation, even when it comes to your physical being, as well as your spiritual and your mental, okay? So balancing it out right now, I feel like you have some good people, some good-minded people around you, but not many. You have more negative people around you, and it's not by your choice. It just seems to be the people that you run into throughout your day-to-day. What I suggest to you is to only surround yourself with the positive and with the right framed, and as far as the mind is concerned, the right frame of mind kind of people here. Because you can go to the doctors. People are talking about, you know, they go into the doctors, they're getting all these negative things. The doctors are talking about, well, you're not going to be able to do this and succeed, or, you know, you got to stop this or you got to do that. And honestly, it's all about the frame of mind that you're in. If you project it, you can manifest it, okay? One thing about this is also you've got to focus on your intake. What are you eating? What are you not eating? But I feel you're going to be fine for the next year. You just have to bring yourself into the right frame of mind.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
God bless.
You
sorry.
Too.
Okay. Erica.
Remember, everyone, before we go to the next caller, I'm going to say something here. Remember, everyone, there is a piece of God within all of us. That is why we use namaste on this show, to honor everyone. Because when we say namaste, we are saying that the God in me honors the God in you. If you say namaste to someone, that's what that means. There is a lot more meaning behind it, but that's what it means. And if we have a piece of God within us, because God says to us in many different cultures and many different religions that he is within all of us and we are a part of God, we have to reach that God-like mind and consciousness in order to succeed in life. We have to let go of fear. We have to let go of regret. We have to be able to learn that all of our experiences, both good and bad, throughout life, have been learning experiences, and without them, we would not be who we are today. But we have to progress forward and try and be positive and even change to be even higher on a vibrational level.
All right, you ready? I just had to kick a straggler out. Full moon, welcome to the craziest people on Earth right now. Sorry. All right, let's see here. Area code 858-755. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. 858-755. Please state your name, where you're calling from. All right, put them back on mute. We have a. I don't usually take 111, so. Hopefully you're not a straggler coming through air, because we get many of those on full moon, so I'm going to go ahead and pick up your line. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question, please.
Hi, this is Dee calling from Washington, D.C. How are you?
Good. Thank you,
hon. Great.
For not being a straggler.
I
just
calling.
Had a kickoff, too.
Actually, I was in the chat room and I sent you an email to find out if, you know, can I ask a question here? So, no, this is not a straggler.
Good.
My company is going through a reorg, and I'm not sure exactly what is going on. I know that for myself, I'm going through a shift right now. Do you see anything happening as far as my work? There's any changes, et cetera.
You know, I'm going to put this very bluntly, and you will not hear me curse very often on this show, but who has been the absolute B-I-T-C-H at your work area? And it's a female.
I kind of know who that is.
Okay, and she, like, she's not up there on the bar, is she? Because I see her going away.
Nope, not up there, no.
She's just trying to run things when she ain't even up there, okay? She's trying to take over. Yeah, honey, she's going to be gone, okay? I'm actually seeing a lot of improvements happening within your workplace over this next month coming up. The biggest improvements will probably happen sometime after the 14th, but we are getting, I'm kind of even getting here that she might be gone before that, okay? I'm feeling like right now they're just putting up with her. They're going to try and see how far she might try and take it. But she's going to be gone because she's trying to run the show and she ain't even doing any of the work.
And I'm just I'm going to leave you with this. And I want you to really trust you and Source. And I need you to move out of your own way and just know whatever happens is the best decision for you so you can see clearly. I call it the clear eye vision, so you can go and be led to that next destination, whether it's another place of life lessons for you to get to reach to the ultimate position where you have a purpose on this lifetime. Can you do me that favor? Just move out of your way and just trust Source.
You know, actually, that's something I've been working on. So the answer to that is yes, I can.
Thank you. Let me know how it works.
I sure will. And also, this is not a reading. Can I just go online and schedule a reading? Is that how it works?
Yeah. Go on howpsychic.com and pick out one of those wonderful packages, and you'll be able to schedule your own appointment, and we'll go from there, hon.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, area code 3, I'm sorry, I'm going to take this caller that we couldn't hear before. It's Ann, and please go ahead with your question on. I can't hear her. Can you hear her, Adam?
No, I can't hear.
For some reason, I can't not hear her.
Hello, Ann, you are live and on air. Please unmute your phone, please, or try and speak up into the phone, but you are on air.
Why don't you tell me your question? Hold on. And please type your question so I can answer for you on air before we go on to the next caller. And you guys, if you can, please get on air and call in. That will be wonderful because it'll be good to have a voice to go with the question. Hold on 1 second. She wants to know, do you see her and Bob dating?
Okay. I do see her and Bob dating, but I think there's going to be a little trial and tribulation before that happens, okay? I'm kind of feeling like it will happen, but something else is going to take place first. Like, I see that this other person might go out on another small date, or there might be some other interest that's coming in the way right now, but that will quickly go away.
Okay, and again, I'm going to add on to that. If he doesn't reply to you, then I think the show tonight is trust and patience.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to have that patience when he does rely. And just know again, you guys, that it's going to come when it's that right timing for the both of you guys to connect. So if he emails you tomorrow, doesn't make it any better, or if we postpone for 2 weeks. So I just need you to trust and Ann that he will call for a week, and if you feel like this is your right person, if you don't know if this is your right person, then again, I always tell people you got to check within your own self and what's going on. You should know right away if this person, if there's some potential, if they're going into it emotionally with some emotion issues about regarding it. And not knowing that answer, then really go work on your inner strength so you can trust your own intuition on your own answers. All right. Let me take the next question. Area code 302545. Please state your name, where you're calling from. Go right into your question.
Hi, this is Jackie calling from Delaware. And my question is my new job going to work out for me?
Okay, yes it is. That is a straight up yes right away from Spirit here. Who do you have on the other side, hon? Because I'm getting that you have a I'm getting that you have a relative on the other side who has passed away within 3 years.
Probably my mom. It's either
okay.
My mom or my doubles tennis partner.
Okay, it's an older female.
Okay, it would be my mom.
Okay. And how long ago was her passing?
About 12 years.
12 years? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it seems so recent, though. Was there an anniversary?
No, her birthday is in January. And her when she died, she died on her birthday, so...
Oh,
wow. Oh, my God. You couldn't ask for anything
mm-hmm.
better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, energetically, that's actually unusual, but it's also, in a way, it's kind of good.
Yeah.
Now, what I'm going to, not that she died, but just simply that
yeah.
she went out on her birthday.
So spiritual.
I'm sorry?
So that's, I mean... If I couldn't plan it any better way, if I had to, I would definitely want to go when I came in this lifetime. To me, I just got chills all over. I think that's like nothing. You're right. Not good that you passed away, but to have those dates, it's, you can, I don't know. It's just awesome.
All right, hon. Now, is there some type of feud or something that's going on about her death? Because I'm feeling like people are still fighting over her.
No, I'm one of six, and we're all on the same page. My dad is,
okay.
I think, getting ready to pass, and
mm-hmm.
and I mean we're my brother's the POA. We all support one
uh-huh.
another. You know.
Okay, good. Well, I'm actually getting that there's a lot of fighting going on, and it's about her. So I don't know if that's on the physical side, the emotional. May I ask you who hasn't let go of her yet?
I don't know. I'm stumped.
Okay. Well, she's coming through. She wants you to know that she's there, okay? And that's all she's trying to tell me as far as the messages directly for you, just simply that she loves you, that she's there. She, you know, she's looking out from afar. There is also a, you know, that message, like I said, there's some type of feuding, fighting, something. Okay. Was there any sort of disagreements with inheritance? These are things that I want you to look at. You don't have to answer them now. But
okay.
I want you to become aware that there may be some type of fighting going on and that there will be a quick resolve. Okay?
Okay, great. All right.
All right.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you both.
No problem. Bye, Jackie.
All right. Namaste.
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 Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I think we have another caller. 484-300. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi. This is Tonetta calling. My date of birth was 8/29/74, so I just had a birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday.
Okay. Happy birthday.
And thank you. And my question is, what do you see as far as progress for me and Danny that I've been seeing?
Okay. Progress is good. It's still going a little slow, which is okay. You know,
right.
I just feel that
right.
the progress is good. A few bumps in the road. Don't worry about it. His mindset will come to an area where he can actually understand things. You know what I mean?
Right.
Let's see here. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I don't know when things are going to get going.
Yeah. Why do I feel like you haven't actually spent physical time with one another in a while?
August the 4th was the last time that I've seen him, and then there was a little bit miscommunication that I had texted him, and he took it the wrong way, and...
Yeah, that's what I meant by understanding things. All right, hon, we are going to see progress. We're going to get this in about 4 to 5 days, okay? So I do suggest you take advantage of the specials right now. There could be a little bit more to come through here. So that's what I have for you today, and I wish you the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, area code 310-938. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Faith, and I'm calling from California. My question is almost the same as the previous caller. I wanted to know if things are going to get better for me and this man. His name is Joshua.
Joshua. Okay. You know what, I also feel that there will be improvement there between you and Joshua. However, we're looking at a timeline of about a week and a half to 2 weeks on this one, okay? Now, I feel that Joshua, like the last caller, has also been a little distant, okay? But not too much. Okay. The thing about Joshua is that he only seems to call when it really conveniently, fits, when it's only convenient for him. I do see that changing. I do see him becoming a little bit more mindful of you in that aspect and respectful. I feel it can work, but here's the one message for you, and there's a big difference in this. Joshua is not yet determined whether or not he's your twin flame or not. I mean, he hasn't.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to talk about he can decide that or not. I just can't tell whether he's your twin flame or not. So what I'm going to say to you here is a word of advice that is the biggest wisdom anybody can give you in a situation like this. You have to proceed with caution. You have to leave the doorway cracked a little bit because you still care about it. But never put yourself on hold for any man until they're ready to commit, okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you. All right. Area code 937-339. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Sandra, and I'm calling from Ohio. And I was just wondering what they see for love life coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Must be the theme.
Of course. Well, Sandra, I actually see something good happening here. We're getting the first week of next month. What am I talking about? We're in next month.
We're in next month, okay.
We're actually getting this week, okay?
Wow.
This is awesome. Well, I'm seeing the 5th to be a little bit more accurate about it, okay? And I'm seeing that, do you go to bookstores, hon? Because I'm seeing you meeting someone at a bookstore.
We have one here that I go to once in a while, yes.
Okay. Is it about time for you to go again?
It sure is.
Yeah. Well, honey, I'm seeing you meeting someone, okay? Someone good. I know that there's someone lingering in the background, but, honey, I really don't feel that one working. Okay, and I think you've kind of written it off already anyway.
Yes.
The new one, this one, so much more intellectually there, okay, and so much more emotionally there. Nothing really holding them back. They do tend to be a little bit of a workaholic, okay. You'll find that in a lot of men nowadays as well. But I am seeing someone that has wisdom beyond their years. So they have a very young physique, but a lot of wisdom. Okay?
Hey, fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Eric, our last caller, 773-961. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name's Lucy. I'm calling from Chicago, and I'm just trying to get a read on my – everything is in complete change around me, and I'm just feeling a little uncertain, how do I say it? I'm not grounded.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I know that everything has been a little uncertain for you, and when you say everything, you really mean everything, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, okay. And let's see here. Yeah, well, the best suggestion I have for you is take your shoes off, go to the grass, put your feet right on the grass, and just imagine yourself grounding. Okay, imagine your feet as the roots of a tree, and they're just going right into the earth, soaking up the good, releasing the bad, you know. That's really going to help you. It's going to help you with the manifestation ability. I do see everything getting better, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it might turn around and surprise you in just a short period. We're getting a little over... a week here, we're looking maybe at a week and 3 days, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm feeling that, wow, what's the family issue about?
There's not, well, the whole thing is that I've lost my apartment, and there is family that lives with me. My son lives with me, and I know he's concerned, very concerned.
Oh, yeah, that would be what I'm picking up on then, okay? And there's no other family around that can help you in this manner?
Not right now. No, it's just the two of us.
Okay. Well, hon, I do see it working out for you. I know you're kind of in the midst of all this, but you may be surprised what's out there if you just look around and find the kind of help that you need. There are a lot of programs nowadays in our societies and, you know, in all of these different places throughout the U.S. You will find some really good help out there, and you just have to start looking. In the meantime, I do see a turning around, but I think it would just help you more if you started to look as well.
Okay. Thank you, darling. Thank you.
And
I'm gonna add to that really quick. If you're not feeling grounded, you know, there's a saying, if there's a hurricane come your way, you have two options. Do you frantic along with the others, or can you change your perception within you so you can handle it smoothly to the best possible for yourself and your situation, so you don't allow that challenge to make you, you know, to make take you off that path, to take you off that feeling, and you want to be ungrounded. So what I would start doing is, like, every morning is really closing your eyes, doing meditation, doing the Om chant, and really change your thought patterns on that, and don't allow that fear to come into play. And because once you're not grounded, you're right along of being like a normal human being. Think like a spiritual light worker. I always say that. Sometimes I'll call Adam, okay, I'm being human. We don't want to be human. We want to be spiritual light beings in these times. So just make sure that you're grounded every single way, because at the end of the day, hon, you really have that choice to make it go smoothly quicker or prolong your own path. And a lot of people don't understand that. So in the morning, again, like, especially tonight, you're in a blue moon phase, so light a white candle, do some chanting, take a white candle and do a chakra clearing, and especially on your root chakras, and just vision that red, just getting all the gunk out, and just breathe. When you breathe, you will feel a sense of fullness, some clarity within you that no one else can take from you, okay?
Thank you so much, darling.
You're welcome.
Like I said,
no
right
problem.
Now, I feel like a boat that's just been untethered and the water's choppy.
I get you. And guess what? The first thing I want you to tell that feeling is say, thank you. I'm full of gratitude. I am glad I get to feel that feeling. But
I'm going to change that. But make sure we thank that feeling, because we don't thank that feeling, it's going to come back, it's going to come around again real quickly. So
okay.
Be thankful for all the situations that we come into, because it makes you the most strong spiritual human being that you can
thank
ever
you.
Be.
Thank you.
You're welcome,
thank
honey.
You both.
You're welcome. Namaste.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Namaste. Good night.
All right, I think we got one more caller. If anyone else wants to call in, please do now. If not, we are going to end the show early before I take the last caller. Please visit www.howpsychic.com and book your special. We do have a special tonight for $2.99 for 10 minutes. If you want that special, it has to be booked by 12 midnight. All right, let me take our caller here. Area code 714-884. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, it's Nathaniel from California.
How did
hey,
I
Nathaniel.
Not pick that up, Nathaniel? What's going on, bud?
Hey, you know, I'm supposed to be moving in 3 weeks. Do you see anything for me?
Mm. The move Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Now, Nathaniel, weren't you doing something with your house?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I sold it now, so I have to be out.
Yay,
and
I'm clapping for you, because I remember that.
So, you know, I'm all organizing and, you know, boxing everything up, and I'm going to have to get rid of some stuff here. I'm wondering kind of where I'm going. What do you see?
Okay, well, I do see that something will be found that will be very good. I am actually feeling that the move is going to go very smoothly for you, even though it may not be there right now. It is certainly going to be there on time. I see no delays in this.
Okay, so it kind of might be out in 3 weeks, so I'll be out in 3 weeks. I won't stay here any longer, huh?
No, I don't believe you're going to end up staying any longer, and I don't believe you're going to have need to go anywhere temporarily either. I feel that where you go will already be set up to be your more permanent living facility.
Okay. Do you see me moving to the Emerald Isle, or do you see me moving somewhere else?
Where do you want to move, Nathaniel?
You know, I'd move towards the beach, you know, but I don't have, you know, as much money, you know, so.
Well, don't think that way, because you never know. So just pretend you're moving to the beach in your mind, and it doesn't matter if you don't have the money yet. It could be next year that you're moving to the beach, but you got to visualize that if that's where you want to go.
Uh-huh.
So just know that your next destination will be your next destination before you get to the beach, or you may get to the beach. How do you not know that a person will say, here you go, here are the keys to this beach, this is what I'm paying. But you can't, because you've already blocked that, because you're thinking already that you don't have that much money. Stop thinking that way. Get that out of your way. You got to feel like you're abundantly receiving. You're blocking your blessings on. Don't do that.
Okay.
And Nathaniel, we've been teaching you this whole time how to manifest, and you've been applying some things here and there. And you know what? You've been able to see progress, have you not? Apply the same logic now on a higher scale.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be
right,
okay.
Nathaniel.
Because I know selling this house, I know selling this house for you was a thing. I mean, how do you feel? Don't you feel so much lighter?
Yeah, it was easy. You know, I gave
yeah.
it away. It was a short sale. It was $100,000 off, so it was a...
It doesn't matter. How do you feel? I lost lots of money in business.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
All right, hon. Thank you. All right, we are done, Adam.
All right, wonderful. Well, we're going to wish everyone a happy weekend for the memorial and our Memorial Day here. Once more, please visit our website at howpsychic.com. That is spelled howpsychic.com. And that's how, as in how are you, psychic.com. Once more, until 12 midnight tonight, we are offering two great specials. We are offering for $2.99 the 10-minute reading, and for the $8.99, we are offering the half an hour. As I can see, we've already had a couple people take advantage of that. Please don't miss out. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Once more, namaste, love, light, and good night.
Good night. Namaste. Thank you.